the past. Don't wait to see what doesn't last. Don't fret about what doesn't suit you. Try to forget about the future. And even though it took you hours, I didn't notice all the flowers.
She has seen me changing. It ain't easy rearranging, and it gets harder as you get older, farther away as you get closer. And I don't know the answer. Does it even matter? I'm wondering now.
Hello, everybody. Good evening and good morning, because it's 2 a.m. I hope you're all having a great day so far and had a great day yesterday, because it is October. It is almost Halloween, and we are getting into the fall season, the fun season, the good season, the fun season. I think I said that already. But the music tonight is going to be mostly like Americana, like folk rock, soft, chill, and a little exciting at times. So we're going to take you through that. That last song was See the Changes by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And we started there with All the Flowers by Bibio. Probably pronouncing that wrong, but that's pretty cool. And up next, we got Go Down River by The Heavy Heavy, which is a great band. Love that band. Already played their music here before, and we're going to be playing a lot more in the future. So stay tuned. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Alright, that last song was Glad and Sorry by Faces. You might have heard Ooh La La by them, but it's another song I love. Before that was Riverside by America, and before that, starting off, was Go Down River by the Heavy Heavy. Said it before, amazing band, listen to them immediately. We've got a few minutes here. I've got some friends in the studio, so I'm just going to let them chat, and yeah, we'll see how that goes. So, yeah, guys.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hello.
Y'all watched the ball game?
I did not actually.
It was amazing. You know, as a Red Sox fan, it's truly amazing whenever the Yankees get destroyed. It's quite marvelous. I hope the Dodgers blow them out.
I think the Yankees played some pretty good baseball. I think that Carlos Rodon was not a good acquisition this past year. I think that this next home stretch is looking pretty good for the Yanks. Dodgers have spent their best pitching, and it's the Yankees from here out.
Yeah, you know, Shohei might have gone out, but honestly, I have to say that might be a plus for the Dodgers. I don't know what Shohei's been doing in the postseason. I think he's just been riding, you know, his success in the 50-50 club, and I think the Dodgers are ready, especially since Aaron Boone is not the greatest manager in the world.
I think that between the stars of both teams, well, I think that we don't really need to look at the stars of both teams. Otani, there's been a lot of talk about him. Player performance, not great. Same can be said about
Judge. What about Judge, pal?
Same can be said about Judge. I think that we should really be looking at Anthony Rizzo. He's an incredible ability to get hit by pitches. That could really come in clutch for the Yankees. I mean, it's almost like it's either between his like nearly 400 batting average and his like 100% getting hit by pitch rate, he's getting on base.
Yeah, that's what matters.
He's
yeah.
getting on base, and the next guy's immediately getting a pop-up ball and then getting out. So does it really matter what's happening?
I mean, didn't you see Moneyball? It's all about getting on base. All that matters, on-base percentage.
Well, they lost the World Series, so I mean, you know.
Hey, win or lose doesn't matter as long as they all have fun.
As long as they have fun, yeah. That's what the Red Sox mentality
is. On-base percentage is fun, so yeah.
Yeah,
maximize. Yeah, backyard baseball. Yeah, we all want to have a good time on the baseball field.
On tuning out, especially.
Love that. Love to hear that. Yeah. Should we start playing music or any more thoughts?
I had a thought. I was thinking.
Yeah.
When we were condemned to a Yankees Dodgers World Series, I stopped caring. Firstly, and I was like, you know. I think I'd rather have. Actually, who are y'all going for?
As a Red Sox fan, I have to go against the Yankees, no matter what team it is.
Yeah.
As a New Yorker, you know I'm rooting for the Bronx Bombers.
Yeah. What about you guys?
I'd say I have to go with the Dodgers. You know, love Shohei Ohtani. Love to watch him hit.
He does hit. That is one of the things he does.
That is supposedly a lot of the things
50 he times, in fact.
I'm hoping for a tie, and they invent a new rule that if they somehow tie, then they both lose, and the World Series goes to the Minnesota
Twins. The Red
Sox. By default.
I don't know. I was kind of... Originally, I'm a Braves fan by birth, and so when all of us decided to get injured for whatever reason...
That wasn't great.
It was not good. Mm. But, I mean, you know, there's Freddie Freeman on the Dodgers. Yeah. Turncoat. Hope he injures himself.
Well, but, please don't do this. Would you rather... Okay, so as a Braves fan, who's worse, the Dodgers or the Yankees?
You know, I hate both the teams. I want a giant meteor to destroy.
Exactly.
Giant
yes.
meteor.
If
That's
any,
what I hope wins.
By the end of the World Series, most of America will be sad.
Yeah, because it's a lose-lose.
It really is.
I don't know. Next year will be Braves year. And the Saints.
Red Sox are coming back. Even though our bullpen is terrible and our manager is terrible and our the people that bought us don't care about us at all.
You got a big green wall.
We got a big wall that's green, and sometimes they don't go over it, and that's cool.
They like to hit the wall.
Hey, you got a cool field, though.
We do. Yeah. One of the best.
Yeah.
Except the Pittsburgh has a really good one, too, but we don't talk about that.
Minnesota's is solid.
Isn't yours, like, ice cold?
Everything's ice cold.
Yeah, it's just a plane of ice. There's not even actual grass. It's just
like
slippery.
Field of Dreams, but instead of corn, it's ice. Build it and they will come. Build it and it will melt eventually in the summer.
You guys have summers?
Yeah, we have summers. It gets up to like 90, man.
It gets up to 31 degrees or something like that.
Yeah. From July 1st to July 2nd.
Yeah, the polar bears come back out.
All right, I'm going to play some more music on the radio station.
That's beautiful.
I figure that's a good idea.
Bye.
So, you can get on later if you want.
Yay.
All right, so next up, it's going to get a little more high tempo, a little more fun. We're going to start with Mrs. Robinson by Simon & Garfunkel, which is a classic, and then some The Kinks and some King Gizzard and some this man called Charles Brown. So we're just going to start it off here. Simon & Garfunkel, Mrs. Robinson on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
The Robinson's affair. Oh, kids cuckoo could chew. Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Sofa on a Sunday afternoon, going to the candidates debate. Laugh about it, shout about it, when you've got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? A nation turns its lonely eyes to you. What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe to Joe has left and gone away. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Save the time. Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt pretty good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter. Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4- Dad 411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I just want to talk to you. Calling this time of night, I just wanna hear your voice. Oh, anything you say would make me feel alright. I just wanna talk to you. I don't expect you to believe that I'm not a fool, but when I hear your voice, I could easily forget about a golden rule. It's such an easy thing. Lonely, you can build a wall around yourself, and you can feel like you're the one and only when it's the rest of us as well. I just wanna talk to you, although I can't imagine what there is to say. When I hear your voice, build a wall around yourself, and you can feel like you're the one and only when it's the rest of us as well. I just wanna hold you close, oh, 'cause conversation leaves me rather cold. I could use a healthy dose, oh, the kind of love that makes you strong and bold. I just wanna talk to you. Oh,
I just wanna talk to you. Oh.
grasping at glimpses of gentle true spirit. He runs, wishing he could fly, only to trip at the sound of goodbye. Wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye? Or even hello? They are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are for each other. Stand by the stairway, you'll see something certain to tell you. Confusion has its cause. Love isn't lying, it's loose in a lady who lingers, saying she is lost and choking on hello. They are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are four each other. We'll be right back.
or not the shirt on his back. No, we ain't got nothing at all. And say a word for Ginger. He walks with his head to the ground. They took the shoes, from his feet, and threw the poor boy out into the street. And then he said,
CD.
Oh, all right. Oh, that last song was Oh Sweet Nothing by the Velvet Underground. Before that was Helplessly Hoping by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And starting off there was Harvest Moon by Neil Young. A little chiller, slower few songs. And now we're going to chat again because we were just having a whale of a time in the studio. And we think that you all should be able to hear it. So, yeah. Let's get to it, huh? Yeah.
What were we just talking about? It was fall.
The fall? Yes. Fall? Yeah, the fall in Alabama and how it doesn't exist.
My home state. It doesn't exist in Alabama. I was just saying, we get like, probably about a week of fall. And it always happens in November. Everything stays green until about November 4th. And then there's a week where everything dies. It doesn't even, we don't even get yellows or oranges. Wow.
It's just green to brown.
Green to brown, and then everything falls off the trees, and then it's miserable.
Is it like overnight? Or is it like a, that's just,
it's literally terrible. Like a week long, everything looks gross, and then it's all dead, so it looks grosser.
Someone put that in a time lapse. Yeah. Just everything falling to the ground.
And then, I don't know what winters look like anywhere else, but like Alabama winters, it's just cloudy the whole time, practically. Mm. But
not like, not too cold.
No, not too cold. It's probably the daily temperatures in like January, February, probably like 40.
Yeah, but you like own a jacket, right?
I had to buy a winter jacket I came up here.
Yeah,
like a heavy winter coat.
Well, you're gonna need that. It's not, yeah. I mean, I've heard like people from like Florida or whatever like don't own pants.
California.
Okay.
Because like, the lowest they
they're lying.
I mean, the lowest it gets there is like 60.
Yeah, that's true. If you're from like Key West, I guess.
Yeah.
Or like Miami.
Yeah, like a lot of people from Miami.
Yeah.
So you don't, I mean, you can have them. It's like stylish.
Yeah.
They definitely don't have jackets.
Yeah. You know? I had to get like, I was making sure to get a jacket that was like waterproof because I was like, if it snows, like I've never seen, like I've seen snow before, but like, what happens?
Like living in a snow globe. Do you ever have like the ice? Like
ice ice is this, the, literally this past year, like this past February or January, the only entrance to my school was a shaded hill. And so it rained and then it froze overnight. And then so we couldn't get to school the next day. And then it would thaw, rain, freeze for about 2 weeks. And so I didn't have school for two more weeks.
Whoa.
Because the city
didn't
let us use the salt truck. So we just didn't have school in person for 2 weeks.
That's incredible.
That's so different. Also, when you think of winter as cloudy, I feel like winter is clear. Skies up.
I'd say the same thing. When it's dead winter and, you know, it's at least for a Minnesotan like me, you know, like around the zeros, that sky does not have a cloud. Mm-hmm. In sight.
Like when the ground is just covered in snow and the sun is out, it's all reflecting straight back onto you. You can't see anything.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Because like yesterday, or not yesterday, the other day, I was walking to the gym and it was really cold. And I was like, wait a minute, why am I wearing sunglasses when it's 40 degrees out? This doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I had the same thing, but I'm just like, I'm used to that. I had to buy new sunglasses in like October.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
And also, I feel like the one thing New England is known for is the fall. Like, all of our other seasons are just inferior, but we really shine during the fall. And now you're telling me that Minnesota has maybe a better fall than us? I feel like...
It's probably about the same. Similar latitude, right?
Boston's
super far north.
And so is Minnesota.
That's true.
Can we get a fact check on that?
I kind of forget how far north Minnesota is.
No, but as I was saying, up in the North Shore in Minnesota, you know, along Lake Superior, one of the Great Lakes, around this time, you know, all the leaves are changing and it gets pretty beautiful. You know, I would say it is comparable to, you know, the places around New England, especially like, you know, the hilly or mountainous places.
Vermont.
I'd say it's close to Vermont like that. But I'd say like one of the beauties about the North Shore is that not many people know about it. So you know, whenever somebody new does go up there, they're often surprised at how pretty it is and how unknown it is.
Now, I know nothing about the Midwest, right? Are the lakes really that big?
Well, I mean, you know, you have like the big lakes, you know, the Great Lakes.
They are called that.
They are pretty great. And yeah, like I'm surprised because I can't remember who I was talking to, but I was talking to somebody about the Great Lakes and like I was like, oh yeah, like there's beaches on the lakes. And they're like, that's not really a beach though. And I'm like, no, it is a beach. You know, it has sand and everything. And like if you went to a Great Lake and went onto the beach, you'd think you were looking at an ocean or a sea because you cannot see the other side.
Wait, there's beaches?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, I just kind of thought it was like a lake where it's just mud.
Yeah, well, that's lakes, right? Or like gravel.
It's like, here, get over here.
Bad. Yeah, hold up.
They have beautiful sand beaches.
I'll show you the one by my house.
So in the summer, do you go to like Lake Superior for the...
I'm from Minneapolis, so that's a bit of a drive. You know, that could be a day trip. But, you know, oftentimes we have the local lakes, you know, the chain of lakes. That's pretty close to where I live. And, you know, you bike over there, you jump in. Wow. It's pretty great. And, you know, like, you have those lakes, but if you just go anywhere in the state, you know, you have, like, over 11,000 lakes to choose from. So
yeah,
that's a lot of lakes.
That's a lot of lakes.
I mean, I feel like we just have the Cape, you know? The Cape, I feel like, though, this might be a little upsetting to, you know, Massachusetts fans, but Cape is not it.
Is it? I thought that was, like, the top place to be.
I
like people go there to vacation.
Yeah, to vacation, like, yeah. And I don't.